You know, obviously players' day off yesterday, and the guys came out. Felt like it was a little sluggish at times during practice. But for the most part, you saw the defense pick it up, made some good plays. You know, what we challenge our players is this, is that they've really got to build trust that their teammate is going to be at their best every practice. They know they're going to be their best. They can count on them to be the best. So each player has responsibility to bring their best. And that's what it was today. You know, I think there were some really cool things in practice, but we're going to still challenge them to that standard. It was great to see the alumni out here. I know there's like 11 or 12 guys that were out here. Great chance to see them. I know our players we talked about in the team meeting. Take the time to meet these guys. They helped create a standard here. They know what a standard looks like. So it was great to see some of our players reaching out to them.
Thoughts on the scrimmage after you got a chance to break it down?
It was good. Very competitive. I think there's a lot of things that we've come to appreciate about that scrimmage. Kind of a mock game type situation for us. So work out some things that some guys, when they're developing the routine, how they wanted to approach a game. But, you know, overall, the intensity and how we practice and how we were in that scrimmage, some really good things, both offensively and defensively.
Get some more work as the week progresses.
Yeah, he's progressing. I think you saw him out here today. He was in full pads and doing some work. So that's part of the progression. Hopefully it continues to where we get him in onto the field, at least for some individual, you know, shortly here.
So he probably won't play against the Jets.
I wouldn't say that yet. But unlikely. Unlikely.
Is it disappointing that you're not seeing more clarity at left tackle at this point, or is
that
what you thought?
You know what? As coaches, here's how we look at it. You would like to get him on the field more and see that, but it also gives us a chance to see Wells, you know, at left tackle, Luke Moore at left tackle. So we don't want to miss those things. And through it all, we'll see how it shakes out, but we want to make sure we take this time to build depth too.
You've gotten a long look at Wells the last few days. How is he progressing?
It's been pretty good. He's really showing up, doing some good things at left tackle. So now the challenge for him is the consistency, but you're seeing really good flashes of him.
How far has he progressed physically since he got here a few years ago?
Well, just his strength. You know, I think he's becoming more confident because his strength is kind of caught up to him. So, you know, and the confidence of being in the same system. So, again, it goes back to him with his consistency.
You went through twos against ones at the end there. What's sort of the goal of that?
Well, we had a situation, a four-minute situation, end the game, the offense is up. And rather than just have a four-minute period, we wanted to keep it competitive and switch into a two-minute and give the first offense and also the second offense a chance to go into the two-minute situation. So we incorporated both situations into one period.
Mark Leslie had two interceptions. How is he looking, Ken?
He's, you know what, if anything today, that'd be a great conversation because he's really had a good camp. You know, he's just done a good job. We're looking at him first and second down. He's getting a lot of reps on third down, really understanding the package, kind of like you'd expect from him. But to see him make a couple plays like that in the tight red zone, it's cool.
Not a foregone conclusion that he'll be off the field on third down?
No. We just keep that competitive C. You know, I think with Miles, you know, we like the progress he's making. Just keep that thing going as long as we can and see how it shakes out.
Is Sam making this a battle?
What's that?
Picking that kicker.
No, you know what? It's just like offensively, we had some drops. You know, some receivers dropped some balls in the scrimmage, and sometimes you have that, and you're, all right, now let's get this thing corrected. And you look at it more like that. In every position, there's competition. But, you know, when you look at, hey, it's a heightened environment, let's go out there, all right, here's where we're at, now let's build from there. More of that approach with them. So, but they always compete.